Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's take a look at Luke chapter 15, verses 8, 9, and 10, and talk about the idea of being lost and found. Here we go, Luke chapter 15, starting at verse 8. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully till she finds it? And when she has found it, she calls her friends and neighbors together, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I lost." Likewise, I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. In Luke chapter 15, Jesus told three stories with the same point, showing how happy God and all of heaven are when the lost are found. Jesus told the story of the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son, whom we also call the prodigal son. In the story of the lost coin, Jesus spoke of a woman who lost one of 10 silver coins. One commentator connected this with a custom of those days, suggesting that this coin was held with others on a silver chain worn around the head as a mark of a married woman. It was a precious ornament to the woman, and it made the loss even worse. The coin was lost, but it still belonged to the woman, and she looked for what was rightfully hers. In this sense, those who are lost to God belong to Him, whether they know it or not. In her search, the woman first brought light. Then she swept and cleaned the house, all the time searching for the coin carefully and with deliberate intent. She kept looking until she found the coin. Under God's blessing, this is how the church, led by the Holy Spirit, will search for lost souls. First, they will put forth the light of God's word, then sweep and clean their own place, then search carefully for the lost. When the coin was finally found, the woman was naturally happy and told her neighbors, "Rejoice with me." In the same way, God is happy when sinners repent, in contrast to the religious leaders who complained when the tax collectors and sinners drew near to Jesus to hear Him. We don't often think of God as rejoicing, but this passage tells us that He does, and it also tells us what gives Him joy. Other passages repeat this idea. Isaiah chapter 62, verse 5 says, "As the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall your God rejoice over you." Zephaniah 3:17 says, "The Lord your God in your midst, the mighty one will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with His love. He will rejoice over you with singing." Now, according to the commentator William Barclay, many of the religious people of Jesus' day believed differently and even had a saying. They used to say, quote, "There will be joy in heaven over one sinner who is obliterated before God." Christians today must be careful that they do not give the same impression, especially in their often appropriate zeal to speak out against culturally popular sins. God and all of heaven are happy when the lost are found. So also should we be happy.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.